What was Tulsa like back then when you were living in Tulsa? Where did you eat, or where would you?
We had a one-bedroom apartment with a kitchenette at 708 South Trenton. It was $10 a week, I think. Share the bathroom with 10 other apartments. And we lived there probably a year. And then we moved over by TU, two or three houses down from TU. And that's how I worked out the school thing. I mean, I'd take Debbie to school, and then I'd go pick her up, and then I'd go to school. If Roger wasn't working, he was working in concrete, with the concrete then, and on cold days, he couldn't work.
Yeah. He must have admired the fact that you wanted to pursue your education like that.
He didn't ever say one way or the other.
Yeah. Because he didn't do that because he went to work so that he could provide for you.
He did, and he took some correspondence courses, probably had enough to graduate from somewhere, but he never bothered to do that. It just didn't seem important to him. He's really smart.
Yeah. You and Roger, when you were sharing hobbies and so forth, he was a big hunter. Did you go along on his hunting expeditions?
Yes, I did. I've been to Africa probably six or eight times. But it, locally, I didn't go. If he was going to somebody's ranch to shoot a deer, I didn't go. But
no.
I did go to the trips to Africa.
But those were big game that you were
yes,
there.
Yes.
And you enjoyed going on those hunting expeditions?
Yeah, it was kind of a cultural shock to see how the people live. But it was interesting.
You also went up to Alaska.
Yes.
What happened there?
Well, we did. We went to Alaska, but nothing exciting happened. We went muskox hunting, and I didn't go out with them because they went on snowmobiles. And they got us muskox, and they brought it in the house when they came in that night. First of all, I said to the Eskimo woman, "Don't you think we should start dinner?" And she said, "Oh no, we never start dinner till we see them see them show back up."
Oh,
because sometimes the weather would get so bad, and there were a few cabins stuck here and there that they could go into and stay through a storm. And she brought it in and skinned it that night in the living room floor on a tarp.
Wow. And then had dinner.
Yeah. The Eskimo there get a lot of money. Still do, I think. But she had a grand piano in this little house, a sewing machine that didn't work. I've tried to fix that for her. I got it fixed. I doubt if it stayed fixed. And I went to the school and just have something to do. And so I asked the kids, do you have any questions about Oklahoma? And one says, "No, but have you ever been to Hawaii?" That's where they all go because it's warm.
From Alaska.
Yeah.
And what did you do for entertainment in Tulsa? Did you go to movies? Did you?
We went to some movies, yeah. We didn't have a TV for a while.
No.
We used to go to the drive-in.
How about restaurants that you went to?
Jamil's. We didn't go out very often, but usually we went to Jamil's if we wanted.
How about stores, clothing stores and all? Where did you shop in Tulsa?
Yeah, we didn't shop very much, but I shopped at Van der Vers downtown.
Mm-hmm. You know, I suppose you were pretty careful about how you spent your money, too, in those days.
We were, yeah. There wasn't a lot of it, and it had to go far.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you were building the apartments, you were overseeing the finances, weren't you? Weren't you the accountant?
I was mostly building houses, the single family. Roger went over to apartments and commercial, and I handled all the single family. And I sometimes had 40 or 50 houses going at one time.
But you were an accountant, too. Weren't you overseeing the finances?
Well, I wrote all the checks to the subs and stuff like that, but I was busy.
And then you drove this old truck?
Yes, I did.
A work truck?
To school, when I was going to TU. It had a big hole in the bottom of it, and it's a wonder I didn't gas myself.
Wow.
It was rusted out, the bottom of it. I don't know where we got that.
But when you were, Roger was building houses or apartment buildings, not only here, but in other communities.
Yes.
Financially, life was getting much better for you.
It was some better, yeah.
Right. So you remember that one house you talked about when you moved into a better house. Where was that?
We took one of our own houses and lived there for a little while. And then we took a trade-in directly across the street from South Roads Mall. And we lived there for a while. And then Roger built another house for a little bit further south near 51st and Sheridan. And we sold that house and moved to a bigger house.
Well, that must have been interesting. I mean, you started out basically with not much of anything, and then to graduate to what you did.
Yes. It is amazing. Yeah. I never expected it. I mean, I never thought about it. We just got up and did what we had to do every day.
Right. But then as you look back on what happened to you, it's got to be marvelous to you to know that.
Yeah, it is. It was a great surprise.
Roger is known in the community for what he's done.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people need to know that this is the woman behind him.
Well, most of the people that worked with me do know that because I was much gentler with the contractors than he was. When I had a hard time, I'd say, would you rather deal with me or would you rather deal with Roger?
They said, no.
We'll do what you want us to.
Well, it was meant to be that you two possessed these skills in different areas. He couldn't have done it without you.
Probably not.
No, and vice versa. Talking about houses, did you and Roger build a house on Marina Lake?
Yes.
Tell us where that is, Marina Lake.
21st and 100 at Mingo. There's a big retention pond there. It is a lake, but it's man-made. And we built the apartments around it, and my father-in-law and I built the house that on the lake. It was up on poles.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was kind of a flood area there, Mingo Creek, I guess. And it did flood once when we lived there. We moved from there to the McBurney house, and we lived there for a few years. Roger always wanted this house, and he had told whoever he was dealing with.
The house you're living in now.
Yes,
right.
That if this house ever came on the market, to let him know. And it did eventually. And real estate lady was saying, do you want to look at the closets? And he said, no, I'm not buying the house for the closets. Which it does have nice big closets.
Do you know who built this house that we're in right now?
John and Lottie Jane, maybe. And they had I've got the original plans.
You'd say maybe?
Uh-huh.
As in the Maybe Center?
Uh-huh.
That family?
Uh-huh.
John Maybe?
Uh-huh.
Built this house?
Yes. And then one other buyer, somebody, they both died. Somebody else bought it and lived here a few years. And then we moved in and we're the last people. We've lived here over 40 years. It was built in 1935, but it has a lot of quality work.
But let me bring you back to the McBurney Mansion,
uh-huh,
where you lived for several years. By the way, I looked it up. It was James McBurney. He's a co-founder of the Bank of Commerce.
Yes.
Who lived there until 1976. So you must have enjoyed living in there. That's quite a nice place.
It was a nice place. It had an elevator and a basement and a little garage apartment behind over three-car garage and... It was different. There were a lot of homeless people that kind of camped down over the hill down on, there was a spring, a natural spring that ran down there. So I think people had always camped down there. Mm-hmm. And occasionally, if I forgot to lock the door, I'd look up and somebody would be walking through my house.
Wow.